This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on Vedas Napier, N-A-P-I-E-R, Vedas, V-E-D-I-S. Place was Promedica in Flint, formerly called Briarwood. Date was September 22nd, 2022. Paragraph patient profile. Ms. Napier is... Seventy-one-year-old female who resides in a senior apartment in Davison. New paragraph chief complaint, leg edema, and she's also treated for a ESBL, urinary tract infection, period. New paragraph history, present illness. Mrs. Napier. Presented with severe leg edema and redness, period. She was weaker and she had numbness in her feet and had pain with walking, period. The edema was 3+, period. She also had some sharp substernal chest pain that included numbness in her left arm and lasted 30 minutes before improvement, period. She didn't get LASIK in the eye, that improved her breathing, period. Her chest x-ray showed no acute abnormalities, though, period. An initial troponin was negative, period. It was felt that her chest pain was likely musculoskeletal. But she did have significant dysuria, and she's found to have a urinary tract infection by E. coli that was highly resistant, period. It was an ESBL producing E. coli, period. She was treated with meropenem and now comes to the ER because she needs another, to the ECF because she needs a week of meropenem until the 28th, period. She was seen by infectious disease, period. Her dysuria has improved, though, period. New paragraph. She was considered for cellulitis, and as there was redness in the legs, period. It could be cellulitis or it could be stasis dermatitis. In any case, the antibiotic for the urinary tract infection it would likely cover the cellulitis, period. There was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis on the venous dopplers, period. She was felt to have acute and chronic congestive heart failure due to the edema and the dyspnea, period. She's treated with IV LASIX, 40 milligrams BID. And now... comes to us... on have you got ertapenem down as her antibiotic?
Say that again.
Ertapenem. I don't see that in this list, but has she got a script for ertapenem? Yeah, that's what I thought so, but I can't find it here.
Well, I have it. I'm getting ready to start it.
And how much is it? 1 gram daily?
I think it's
1. An ertapenem. Where is that thing? One gram IV daily, period. New paragraph. Okay, thanks. Okay, new paragraph. She is feeling a bit better now, period. She has diabetes mellitus, but that's been relatively controlled with her current insulin dose, period. Her coronary artery disease is stable, period. She had a percutaneous coronary intervention in August of 2022. and remains on Plavix 75 milligrams daily and Crestor 10 milligrams daily, period. Her COPD is also at baseline on the Symbicort and Albuterol as needed, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. She denies feeling feverish or having chills. Eye denies major visual complaints. ENT denies earache, sore throat, or major hearing problems. Respiratory denies current dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations, and she has a chest wall pain that's much improved. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. DU, the dysuria is resolved, no hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she has arthralgias of the knees and back. And she had leg and foot pain when she presented to the hospital. CNS, she has numbness in her feet, no syncope or seizures. New paragraph. Hematologic. She has a bit of ecchymosis in some places, but she has been getting IVs. New paragraph. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, or diabetes is relatively controlled. New paragraph. Past history is positive for anxiety, arthritis, asthma, atrial fibrillation, bipolar affective disorder, congestive heart failure, COPD, depression, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, peripheral neuropathy, obstructive sleep apnea, osteoarthritis. Surgically, she has had appendectomy, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, and joint replacement. New paragraph, family history. She does not know much about her father. Her mother had similar illnesses as her, including diabetes mellitus, COPD, and heart failure. Period. New paragraph, social history. She smokes about a pack a day, period. She's trying to cut down, period. No alcohol excess, period. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing and appears adequately nourished, and she is doing better, period. Blood pressure 144 over 85, temperature 97.3, pulse 69, respiratory 18, O2 99%. Her last blood sugar is 144. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular are intact, oral mucosa is normal, ears normal inspection, hearing was adequate, neck supple, no mass, no palpable fibromegaly, no nodes, lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds, but I did not hear the crackle today, period. No excessive muscle use for breathing, percussion was normal, cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. She has mild edema, 1+, in both lower extremities. Pupil pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, period. CNS cranial nerves are normal, period. Sensation is diminished slightly in both feet, period. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no clubbing or cyanosis. Shoulder range of motion is relatively normal, period. There's some arthritic changes of the knees. New paragraph, skin was intact, warm and dry, period. There's slight redness of both lower limbs, but better than when she was admitted to the hospital. Slight tenderness of her shins and calves. Not too bad now. Skin showed a few areas of ecchymosis, but otherwise no major rash or lesions, period. It was dry in general, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, she's here because she needs IV ertapenem, 1 gram daily for an acute urinary tract infection with resistant E. coli, period. I anticipate that she's here till about the 28th or 29th of this month, period. Two, she had a typical chest pain, but she did not show evidence of myocardial infarction, period. She was seen by cardiology, period. An echocardiogram showed a normal ejection fraction, period. New paragraph three, she has chronic diastolic heart failure, and that's a better, period. She will continue with Lasix 40 milligrams orally daily, period. She's also on Losartan 50 milligrams daily, period. For hypertension, she's on Losartan plus Atenolol 25 milligrams daily, period. Four, she has atrial fibrillation, and I will continue Atenolol 25 milligrams daily for this, and Apixaban 5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. Six, she has coronary artery disease, and I'll continue Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Period. 6, yes, COPD, and I'll continue Symbicort 160-4.5, two puffs twice a day. Period. She has diabetes mellitus controlled with metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day, period. She has anxiety and has clonazepam 0.5 milligrams twice a day, period. She also has bipolar disorder and continues with bupropion SR 200 milligrams every 12 hours. Plus quetiapine, 50 milligrams in the morning and 75 milligrams in the evening. Plus Paxil, 40 milligrams daily, period. Overall, can any of the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.